Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC, and where have we been today? Through the new numbers on the economy, through some places that do health reform right, through President Obama's reaffirmation that the Supreme Court is indeed the Supreme Court, through today's End of War series installment on the military industrial complex, and Stephen Dubner on lotteries and booing. And we finished just in our last 5 minutes or so with your Passover and Easter greetings as we head into the holidays. What do the holidays mean for today? Helen in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Helen.
Oh, hi, Brian. My best wishes for a joyous Passover to you
and to you.
To our listeners and springtime in general. And I'm so glad that this year's holidays coincide between the Easter and Passover
nice.
Calendars.
And real quick, we're going to get quick comments from everybody.
Real quickly is that in addition to being a cherished family tradition for since childhood. This is my 40th year or so conducting a Seder coming up. I find that it's constantly relevant to think about what does it mean when you say that you will never forget the time you were a slave and you were starving and you were a stranger. It's endlessly applicable.
Thank you very much, Ellen. I appreciate it. Happy Pesach to you. And Sarah in Bergen County, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. My husband and I were both raised in environments where Easter was very important. And as we got older and moved away from the church and away from all religion, you know, we're raising our children not in that mindset. We sent e-cards to our family members for Zombie Jesus Day in hopes that they will eventually be so offended they will stop inviting us to these events on Easter, but lo and behold, they still want us there, and we don't understand.
What is that phrase that you use, Zombie Jesus?
Zombie
mean?
Jesus Day. There's actually websites online of people who have created different kinds of cards that you can send through the email of, like, zombie Jesuses and coming out. It's extremely offensive if you are not, if you have a very stiff sense of humor. It's extremely offensive. But if you are able to look at the lighter side of things and realize that basically in this world where everybody, there are zombie films, there are this, it actually has some humor. There's a spin
all right,
to it.
All right. Thank you very much. Eddie and Randolph, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. How are you today?
Good.
I want to tell you that at our Seder, we celebrate freedom for ourselves. It says in our Haggadah, the whole door of our door, that in every generation, each of us should look upon the freedom for ourselves and not just for our ancestors in each of our generations. And that's what we're commanded to do, and we take the time and the feeling to do it.
Thank you. Carol in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Carol.
Well, good morning. Thank you so much. I'm celebrating today. I'm pondering the fact that Jesus came and died for me and died for all of us so that we may be with him someday. And on Easter Sunday, he arises. He arose from the dead. And it's a great deal to ponder that that God, you know, sent his son to die for all of us and so that I may be with him and I know where I'm going because
and
I follow him.
And beyond personal salvation, is there a relevance to the world?
Is there a relevance to the world? Yeah, the relevance to the world is of course, this is what I believe, that to get to God, you have to go through Jesus Christ, and therefore my future is sealed. If I were to die tonight, I know I'd be in heaven with him.
Carol, thank you.
Because you
believe. Carol, thank you very much, and happy Easter to you. Dan in White Plains, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. You know, I told your screen or something else, but in listening to people coming in, you know, it sort of feels a little bit like Thanksgiving in the sense of when the holidays coincide like this and everybody is celebrating their holiday and we're all together and, you know, you tell your Irish friend happy Easter and he tells you happy Passover. It's just great to be in the land of the free.
Thank you very much, Dan. Yes. And Jeff in West Milford, you get our last 30 seconds. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how are you? How you doing? My mother kind of my mother's Jewish, so I celebrate both. My father's Christian, and the idea is we celebrate both the Seder and the Easter dinner. And the way she looks at it, it's the Last Supper for Jesus was a Passover. So why not? Christians can celebrate Passover also.
Tying it all together, Jeff, in West Milford, and whichever holiday you celebrate this weekend, or both, or neither, happy Passover, happy Easter, happy weekend. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Talk to you Monday.